This is the Aviat Merli of the 8th of December, 2024. Original date, the 13th of February, 2003. At the present time, you have to now reveal your merciful and bestower form. Today, the Father, the bestower of blessings, is seeing his children who are bestowers of knowledge, bestowers of power, bestowers of virtues, and messengers of God. Each child has become a master bestower and is making effort from his heart to bring souls close to the Father. There are many types of souls in the world. Some souls want the nectar of knowledge. Some souls want power and virtues, whereas you children constantly have all of these unending treasures. You are those who fulfill the desires of all souls. Day by day, because the time of completion is coming close, souls are now looking for some new support. Therefore, you souls have become instruments to give souls a new support. Bapdada is pleased to see the zeal and enthusiasm of you children. On the one hand, there is a need, and on the other hand, there is zeal and enthusiasm. At a time of need, even one drop is very important. So at this time there is importance in the drops you give, in the messages you give. The present time is the time for the form of all you children to be revealed as merciful bestowers. Even in your eternal forms, you Brahmin souls have the sanskars of bestowers. This is why in the picture of the kalpa tree, you are shown amongst the roots of the tree, because everything in the tree is reached from the roots. The meaning of your original deity form of Devta, a deity bestower, is one who gives. Your form in the middle period is the image of being worthy of worship. Even in the middle period, you are bestowers who give blessings through your worthy of worship forms. You are bestowers who give good wishes and blessings. The special forms of you souls is that of bestowers. So even now you have become God's messengers and are spreading the message of the Father's revelation. Therefore, let each Brahmin child check. Do the original and eternal sanskars of a bestower remain constantly emerged in your life? The sign of souls who have the sanskars of a bestower are they never have even the slightest thought that only if someone gives to them will they give, or that they will do something only if someone else does it. No, they are constantly open treasure stores. So Bapdada was looking at the sanskars of a bestower in all the children everywhere. What would he have seen? It is number wise, is it not? Never have the thought, if this were like this, then I would also do this. Those who have the sanskars of a bestower automatically receive cooperation from everywhere. Not only from souls, but even nature becomes cooperative according to the time. It is a subtle account that when someone becomes a bestower, the fruit of that charity is that that soul easily receives cooperation and success at the right time. Therefore, constantly keep the sanskars of a bestower emerged. In your accounts of charity, you receive tenfold fruit for one. So note how much you have accumulated throughout the day in your account of charity, through your thoughts, words, relationships and connections as a charitable soul. Even by serving with your minds, you accumulate in your accounts of charity. You can accumulate in your account of charity by bringing happiness to weak souls with your words, by making distressed souls aware of their honour, by putting zeal and enthusiasm into disheartened souls with your words, and enabling souls who are in a relationship or connection with you to experience the colour of your elevated company. You accumulate so much charity in this birth that you eat the fruit of that charity for half a cycle, and for the other half cycle, you liberate sinful souls from their sins through the atmosphere created by your non-living images. You become purifiers. Therefore, Babdada continues to look at every child's account of the charity that they have accumulated. Seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of the children at the present time for doing service, Babdada is pleased. The majority of children had very good enthusiasm for doing service. You are all putting plans of service into a practical form in your own way. Babdada is congratulating you all for this from his heart. You are doing well and will continue to do well. The best thing of all is that everyone's thought and time have become busy in doing this. Everyone has the aim of serving everywhere, because all the complaints definitely have to end. The determined thoughts of Brahmins are filled with a lot of power. If Brahmins have determination, then what is not possible? Everything would be accomplished. Simply let your yoga take the form of powerful flames. When your yoga takes the form of powerful flames, souls will automatically follow the powerful flames, because when they receive light, they will be able to see the path. You are having yoga now, but it has to take the form of powerful flames. Zeal and enthusiasm for doing service are increasing very well, but you now have to underline yoga in order for it to take the form of powerful flames. Your drishti should have such a sparkle that others definitely experience something or other from it. Babdada liked the method of serving that people abroad did, of the call of time, the bringing of small gatherings close. Every centre, every zone is doing their individual service, but you now have to create gatherings of all the professions. Babdada has told you that service spreads everywhere, so now select a gathering of worthy souls from those who have been served everywhere and bring them close. Then from time to time, continue to bring that gathering close. Enable their zeal and enthusiasm for doing service to increase. Babdada sees that there are such souls, but they are not receiving sustenance in a powerful way collectively. They are receiving sustenance individually according to their capacity. They can have enthusiasm in a gathering when they see one another. If that one can do this, then I can also do it. I will also do it. They can then have enthusiasm. Bapdada now wants to see this practical collective form of service. Bapdada is pleased to see that each one of you is making very good effort to serve your professions, your areas, your zones, and your centres. Now bring some of those in front of Baba. The enthusiasm of the householders also reaches Bapdada. Bapdada is also pleased to see the double foreigners doing a double task of living at home and making effort in doing service and making effort on themselves. When you see the atmosphere abroad at the present time, you Brahmin souls are not afraid, are you? You are not worrying about what will happen tomorrow, are you? Tomorrow it will be good. It is good, and anything that happens will be good. To the extent that there is upheaval in the world, to that extent the stage of you Brahmin souls will remain unshakable. Is it like this? Are you double foreigners shaking, or are you unshakable? Are you unshakable? You are not fluctuating, are you? Those who are unshakable, raise your hands. You are unshakable. What if something happens tomorrow? You will still be unshakable, will you not? What will happen? Nothing will happen. You Brahmins have the canopy of God's protection over you. When something is waterproof, then no matter how much water comes, because it is waterproof, you remain waterproof. In the same way, no matter how much upheaval there is, Brahmin souls are constantly proof, that is, safe, under the canopy of God's protection. You are carefree emperors, are you not? Or are you a little worried about what will happen? No, carefree. Be a self-sovereign, be a carefree emperor, and remain set on the unshakable and immovable seat. Don't get off your seat. To become upset means that you are not set on your seat, for this is why you become upset. Those who are set on their seats cannot become upset even in their dreams. What do you mothers think? Do you know how to set yourselves and sit on your seats? There isn't fluctuation, is there? Bapdada is combined with you. Since the Almighty Authority is combined with you, why should you be afraid? If you consider yourself to be alone, there would be fluctuation. If you remain combined, then no matter how much fluctuation there is, you would remain unshakable. Is this right, mothers? Are you all right? You are combined, are you not? You are not alone, are you? It is the father's responsibility. If you are set on your seats, it is the father's responsibility. If you become upset, it is your responsibility. If you continue to give souls a drop with a message, you will remain stable in the form of a bestower, and you will continue to receive power as the fruit of the charity you did as a bestower. Whilst walking and moving around, let there constantly be the awareness emerged of your being a soul, one who makes others acts, and that your physical organs are your workers who do the work. Don't think, I am a soul anyway. Let this be emerged in your awareness. It is merged there, but when it has emerged, you will have that intoxication, happiness and controlling power. You also enjoy yourselves. Why? Just as a king keeps all his workers under control and makes them work according to his orders, in the same way, when you are aware of being a soul who is Karavanha, that is, one who has things done through others, all your physical senses will remain in order. They will not come under Maya's orders. They will remain under your orders. Otherwise, Maya sees when a soul who is making others do everything has become careless, so she begins to give orders. Sometimes the power of the mind and sometimes the power of your mouth moves under the orders of Maya. Therefore, constantly make your physical senses work under your orders. Don't say, "I didn't want it to happen, but it happened." Only what you want to happen should happen. Only if you fill yourself with the sanskars of a self-sovereign now will you be able to rule the kingdom there. Never come off your seat of a self-sovereign. If your physical senses are under your orders, all the powers will then remain under your orders. Whatever power you need at a particular time will present itself at that time. It should not be that you order the power of tolerance to come, and it comes when the task has been accomplished. Let every power be ready according to your orders, because each power is a gift from God. Therefore, God's gifts have become things that belong to you, so you can use anything that belongs to you as you like and whenever you like. In this way, all of those powers will remain under your orders. All your physical senses will remain under your orders. This is known as being a self-sovereign, a master almighty authority. Are you Pandavas like this? You are master almighty authorities and also self-sovereigns. Don't say that it just came out of your mouth. Who ordered it to emerge like that? I didn't want to look at it, but I looked at it. I didn't want to do it, but it happened. According to whose orders does this happen? Would you call this having a right or being controlled? So become someone who has a right, not someone who is controlled. Acha. Bapdada says, just as all of you are very happy in Madhuban, in the same way you must always remain happy and content. You are spiritual roses. Look, look everywhere. All of you are spiritual roses, roses in bloom. You have not wilted, you are roses in bloom. Therefore remain constantly fortunate and cheerful. Anyone who sees your faces would ask you what you have received because you look so happy. Let each one's face give the Father's introduction. Just as a picture gives an introduction, in the same way, let your faces give the Father's introduction, that you have found the Father. Acha. Is everything okay? Those from abroad have also arrived here. You like it here, do you not? This was to Mohini Ben of New York. At least you have been saved from having to hear about the upheaval. It is good that all of you have come together. You did very well in coming here together. Acha. Double foreigners. You have double intoxication, do you not? You have so much intoxication that your hearts say, if anyone is this, then it is we double foreigners who are this. You have double intoxication of being self-sovereigns and of being the ones who have a right to the world. You have double intoxication, do you not? Even Babdada likes this. If there aren't any double foreigners in a group, it doesn't feel good. Baba is the father of the world, and so those from the world have to be here as well. All are required. There still isn't any splendour if the mothers are not here. Even if there aren't any Pandavs, the splendour is reduced. Just look. If a centre doesn't have any Pandavs but only mothers, would you like it? Also, if there were only Pandavs and no Shaktis, then too, the centre wouldn't have that beauty. Both are needed. Children are also needed. Children say, why is our name not mentioned? There is the splendour of children too. Acha. Now, in a second, become incorporeal souls, absorbed in the love and remembrance of the incorporeal Father. Baba conducted drill. To all the self-sovereigns everywhere, to the unshakable and immovable souls who remain constantly set on the seats of detached observers, to the merciful souls who constantly maintain the awareness of being bestowers who bestow knowledge, power and virtues on everyone, to the elevated souls who constantly show the image of the Father through their faces, to the children who are spiritual roses and who remain constantly happy and fortunate. Babdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Babdada speaking to the daddies. And there's a note to say that along with service, there are also programs of 108 hours of yoga taking place everywhere. The flames of destruction will only become forceful through this volcanic fire. Programs are being made, and then they begin to think about it. With yoga, the sins and the burden of sinful actions will be burnt. And by doing service, your accounts of charity will accumulate. So you are accumulating your accounts of charity. However, only with the fire of yoga, not with ordinary yoga, will the burden of the sanskars of the past burn. At the moment you have yoga, but it isn't the volcanic fire in which sins can be burnt. This is why they are destroyed for a short time, but they then emerge again. So just look at Ravan. He is killed and burnt, and his bones are thrown into the water. Everything has to be completely incinerated. The sanskars of the past, weak sanskars, should all be completely incinerated. They are not yet burnt. They are killed, but not yet burnt. So after dying, they come back to life. The world will be transformed through the transformation of sanskars. The game of sanskars is now taking place. Sound scars emerge in between every now and then. All name and trace have to be destroyed. The transformation of sand scars is a matter to be specially underlined. Because the sand scars are not transformed, there are also waste thoughts. Time is wasted, and a wasteful loss incurred. This has to happen. Then someone said, time makes you do it, and it will happen through your own efforts. Both together will make it happen. Time and your own efforts will make it happen. The Maharas, the great dance of harmonizing sanskars, is remembered. The memorial of the Maharas is the memorial of the great dance of harmonizing sanskars. Just the Ras now takes place, but the Maharas has not yet taken place. Why doesn't the Maharas take place? It isn't underlined. There isn't that determination. There are various types of carelessness. Acha. Blessing. May you be a constant yogi and a karma yogi, and thereby make your every thought, word, and action elevated. Every act of a karma yogi soul is yogyukt and yuktiyukt. If any action of yours is not yuktiyuk, then you can understand that you are not yogyukt. If your actions are ordinary or wasteful, you cannot be said to be a constant yogi. A karma yogi is someone whose every thought and word are constantly elevated at every second. A sign of elevated actions is that you yourself would be content, and others too would be content. Only such souls can be constant yogis. Slogan. A soul who is loved by himself, loved by people, and loved by God is said to be a blessed image. Om Shanti.